Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Bringing us back to my favorite blues band, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill, I want to get a couple of, I'm going to get three quick things out of you this segment. Capital spending's down again, right? In your report.
Yeah, so
we're talking about the NFIB index of
optimism. Right, this is the percent of owners who say they made a capital outlay over the last 3 to 6 months. So that dropped to about 23%, down from 25%, and in good times it would be 15 points higher than that. So
right,
that'd give you some perspective about how low we are. So I always characterize it as we're in replacement mode. If the truck breaks and you can't fix it anymore, the machine does or whatever.
This is not expansion investment.
Right,
this is
roof leaks, whatever.
Yeah.
But and the percent planning to make outlays that fell 2 points to like 23%. It's been running at 25, which is the highest we've seen in this expansion. But again, way too low. You see numbers around 40.
Right.
And when the economy is humming along, like in the
let me overlay tax policy on this, Bill, because in years past we could blame this on uncertainty about Section 179. The direct expensing for capital expenditures. We can't do that this time. That's been resolved. It was resolved last year. They get the deduction this year. Right now they can do it. So if nobody's spending money right now, it ain't because of the taxes. So there's going to be a pent-up rush at the end of the year. You see what I'm getting at?
That's right. Yeah. And of course, that's good from our perspective because now you can make more sensible plans about your capital.
There's no question
spending.
About it. It's good, but when we have a negative number in the middle of the year, that's a real negative number. That's not an artificial negative number.
Yeah, no, it's not growing. So we're not seeing the expansion. If we look at the percent of firms who say that now's a good time to expand their business, the average from over this expansion period, 2009 till now, is 8%. And if you look at 2000 to 2007 period, it's 17%. I mean, so it's like three times, or it's double, sorry, double. So you can see how nobody thinks it's a good time to expand. The economy doesn't look good to them. They don't like the regulatory.
And speaking of which, Janet Yellen spoke this week and said she doesn't see a recession coming. Did she feel like we needed to hear that from her?
Apparently.
What did you think about her saying that?
But she also said, when asked about negative interest rates, which, of course, we think would be a horrific policy, which is the only tool they have left in the box because nothing else
like
works.
Like Europe and Japan.
She said, we legally can do it, et cetera, et cetera. So she said, I don't think we will, but she leaves it. In other words, it's all uncertainty. She can't say anything solid about the economy.
Basically, nobody has got any solutions here, and it's all coming out of the fact that we got a disregard for the marketplace for businesses coming out of Washington D.C. So I'm still saying they're not going to raise rates this year, Bill. What do you think?
Yeah, well, your forecast is looking better than the Fed governor.
And who was right?
They were predicting four.
And who was right last year?
Yeah, you were.
So all right.
They don't predict the economy any better than the rest of us do. They were always too optimistic about where the economy is going to go. And so when they gave the forecast about the rate, they were forecasting they were predicting the rate, assuming that the economy grew like they thought it would grow, but it didn't.
I want to move over and talk about something across the pond. What are your thoughts on the tomorrow England is going to vote on whether to exit the European Union?
Right.
Implications. What do you think?
It's certainly a close vote. I think the implications of their leaving, are probably exaggerated. People adjust very well to these things, and obviously, there would have to be changes in trade agreements and so on. But everybody wants to trade, so they'll get those things done pretty expeditiously.
What do you think? You have any idea on what will happen?
I think they probably will vote to stay.
Yeah, If they don't vote to stay, really what would be the implications? That's going to shake things up around the world, isn't it?
If they vote to leave?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, they have trade agreements with essentially the mainland Europe, all those countries over there,
right?
Through the EU, through the European right. Union agreement. If they're out, then of course that means that those agreements don't hold anymore.
But look at the implications for the future of the Eurozone.
Yeah. Well,
this would be a precedent for leaving.
Yeah. It's a lot of people still think the Euro can't hold up.
Yeah.
And we'll see them slowly but surely leaving to take care of their own
it's
problems.
An experiment that I'm not sure is going to make it. Hey, Bill,
right.
Good job again. Thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you, sir.
Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Don't forget, smallbus.org is his website. NFIB.com is the NFIB's website. We can find this report. Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.